Well-known Blind River resident Blair Sterling was joined by family and friends as the retired educator marked his 90th birthday on July 22. He has lived most of his life at points along the North Shore, starting where he was born in a farmhouse near Providence Bay on Manitoulin Island. Sterling started his working career as a brakeman with Algoma Central Railway, becoming a stevedore and progressing to building homes in Port Credit. In the summer of 1953, he took a 6-week course which qualified him to teach in rural schools in Ontario, a career path he would follow until his retirement in 1990. "The one-room schools where I first taught were near Inglehart and near Kakabeka Falls," he recalled. On June 30, 1954, Nancy Short, a beautiful local girl, and I were married. We had been together almost 61 years when she passed away with cancer. Nancy was a dedicated wife who thoughtfully cared for our 6 children plus over a 25-year period watched over 22 foster children. After 2 years teaching experience, full-time attendance at North Bay Teachers College was mandatory for final qualification. Following graduation, my postings were in Sturgeon Falls, Minetteville and Mindamoya. In 1960, he was chosen to be vice principal at Thessalon Senior Elementary Public School, where he became principal in 1963. In 1971, he accepted the principal position at Blind River Public Elementary School and retired from that post in 1990. His 90th birthday party was held at the Canadian Legion Hall in Blind River on July 22, where he was joined by family and friends. Mayor Sally Hagman presented him with a certificate marking his milestone. "I'm proud of my kind family and I'm privileged to be living in the friendly and progressive community of Blind River. I appreciate that my 2 brothers, Gordon Sterling from Woodlands, Texas and Wayne Sterling from Devon, Alberta, who were in attendance along with nephews Kevin Sterling from Airdrie, Alberta and Lonnie Sterling from Elliott Lake. Very special guests were May Rose Wan, formerly of Sturgeon Falls, and her husband Albert, who drove from Toronto for the celebration. My wife Gladys and I say thank you to family and friends for this memorable event."